Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Dirty Work Wednesdays on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I've had this suspicion for a while now, and this past weekend, I think something happened between my ex-girlfriend and a friend of mine.
Oh, boy. Okay, so something happened like an incident or a hookup?
A hookup.
Okay, so let's get the whole story here. What is your ex-girlfriend's name?
Hannah.
Okay, and how long did you and Hannah date?
For about 4 years.
Okay, so this is a significant person then?
Yeah, very significant, okay. Yeah.
So why did you guys break up, if you don't mind me asking?
You know, we've been fighting a lot over stuff, and, you know, we lived together for a while during the quarantine, which, yeah, it was a mistake. It was just one of those things where we both got on each other's nerves too much.
Okay, so you decided to end it, or was this like a we're taking a break thing?
I mean, I considered it just a break, but I guess she didn't.
I see. Now, who is this friend that you mentioned then?
His name is Brandon. We used to play men's league baseball together and stuff.
Yeah, you can't trust a Brandon. We all know that. Okay, so tell me about this hookup you think happened. Like, how did you find out about it?
So after Hannah and I broke up, I started noticing that he was liking a lot of posts she would put on Instagram about starting over and getting her life back and all that. So I was basically like, no big deal, I don't care. But then somebody told me that they saw them talking to each other at the Tides game. And so, you know, I shot him a text and was like, hey, is there anything I need to know about these people telling me they saw you and Hannah together? And I mean, he immediately is like, nope, I just ran into her and said hi. So about a week later, I hear that she showed up at one of his games, and I texted her and was like, so are you and Brandon then? And she just wrote back a bunch of question marks.
Yeah, kind of suspicious. So was that it? I mean, is that what you're basing all this on, the big hookup? And
no. The whole reason I called is because this past weekend, I saw on both of their Instagrams that they were both down in Corolla at the same time. And neither of them had any pictures of the other person with them. But I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, what are the odds they both went down there on the same weekend by accident?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I gotcha. So you think maybe they snuck down there together and tried to have like a little secret rendezvous then?
Yeah, I mean, basically.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What if they did? I mean, you and Hannah are no longer a thing, right?
Yeah, but I mean, they both lied to me about it, you know? Plus, my so-called friend doesn't even have the balls to tell me to my face. I mean, he could be like, hey, I know this sucks, but I'd like to ask Hannah out, and, you know, I won't do it if you think it'll ruin our friendship.
Right.
I mean, it's just messed up.
Yeah, that's true. And again, at this point, both of them say that nothing is going on, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just texted him yesterday, and he said he went down there to fish with his buddies, and there were no girls on the trip.
And do you believe him?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, that's why I called you guys.
Well, listen, let's find out what's really going on between these two. I'll tell you what. Does Hannah have a birthday coming up anytime soon?
Well, I mean, not until March.
March. Okay. Yeah, that's... Okay. Would this Brandon guy know that? Like, does he know when her birthday is?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's find out. Hang on, Mike. I'm going to hand you over to our Brandon, a.k.a. Shag, and then he's going to get your Brandon's phone number, okay? And then we'll call Brandon when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brandon?
Yeah, it is. Who is this?
My name is Tim. I'm a friend of Hannah B***. I got your number off of her phone.
Okay.
So listen, me and a couple of Hannah's friends are planning a surprise party for her. And they were like, who are we going to invite to this thing? So I was like, keep her distracted. I'll get some names of people off of her phone. So that's where I found your number. I'm assuming that you must be the new guy in her life that she keeps talking about.
So you stole her phone?
Well, I mean, we put it back. I just stole it to get a list of friends to invite. I mean, look, if I said, hey, can we borrow your phone for 10 minutes? She'd probably get a little suspicious. So anyway, like I said, we're throwing her a surprise party. We wanted to know if you would come.
Sure. Yeah. When is it?
We're still getting that part together as well as the where. We don't know that part yet either. But as soon as we do, what I'll do is I'll text you. I'm going to put all of the yes invites on the same text chain. And by the way, don't worry. We're not inviting her ex. I don't want any drama between him and the new man in her life, which is obviously you.
Yeah, that probably would not be a good idea.
So listen, how long have you guys been a thing? Because I can't believe I haven't met you yet.
I mean, we've been kind of keeping everything on the DL for a while now. You know, we haven't really told anybody that we're actually dating.
Okay, so trying to keep it secret for now then.
Yeah. You mentioned her ex?
Yeah, Michael? Yeah, I never really liked him.
Yeah, so Hannah and I were sort of together while they were, you know, still together, so it got kind of complicated, and then they finally broke up, and now we're just kind of sort of keeping it to ourselves, keeping it in the kind of a secret until that whole thing...
Hold up a second! So you and Hannah were messing around behind my back? Brandon, answer my question! And this time... Don't lie to me like a scared little about it.
I'm sorry. What is going on here?
Hey, Brandon, listen, I'm not really a friend of Hannah's. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Mike called us because he kind of figured out what's been going on with you and Hannah.
Yeah, so how was your little fishing trip last weekend, huh? Did you catch a lot of fish?
Hey, listen, I was going to tell you everything when we had a chance to sit down alone and talk about this and
Be a you had plenty of chances.
Okay, well, all right, I'm sorry, okay, now, you know, okay, Hannah and I have been hooking up with each other since last year, okay, we hooked up right before New Year's, we hooked up this past summer when you went to visit your f***ing dad, okay, we hooked up that weekend when you went to the Eagles game.
Oh, that is f***ing great. Thanks a lot for having every f***ing opportunity to tell me and never f***ing doing it.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm doing it now, okay? I mean, honestly, I'm pretty sure I left stuff over at her apartment. I was kind of hoping you'd just find it out so we could get caught and you'd just f***ing break up with her, okay? I don't know how you didn't catch on earlier. We weren't that f***ing careful about it.
Well, you know, whatever, man. F*** it. You know what? I hope you two are happy together. I hope you give each other herpes and have a ton of herpes babies together. F*** you, f*** her, and f*** off, you f***ing fake-ass friend.
That was one of the meanest sign-offs on Dirty Work.
Super crazy.
I've ever heard in my entire life. Are either of them there anymore?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good God almighty.
You have it.
Wow.
So that Traitor song that we played, that was
perfect.
Perfect timing, then, I guess.
Wow. Dirty Work Wednesdays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.